hide or seek? Do you have a need to know how everything is going to work out? I was speaking with a young man who had a serious financial issue with a short timeline to avoid a huge loss. Every idea he came up with was shot down and the clock was ticking. In my attempt to help him get to the one who has the answers, I asked him to sit. He had been nervously pacing the floor. He refused. There was no time for that. He was frustrated that I didn't understand how serious his situation was. But I did. He knew what I was getting at, but his mind was already made up. He just couldn't see how God could help him now. Have you ever felt that way? Do you feel that way right now? Are you pacing the floor seeking answers through your own knowledge? If you are, you are lacking trust or faith in Father. Trust in Adonai with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Then He will level your paths. Don't be conceited about your own wisdom. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. The young man was too anxious to quiet his mind. He had to do something, and now. My journey in this life has taught me to be still, to quiet my mind when seeking Father so that random thoughts don't distract me. Today, if you hear God's voice, don't harden your hearts. Hebrews 3:11. But if you don't hear God's voice, perhaps it's because the voice of the enemy is convincing you that God is not capable of coming up with a solution this time. If you are so self-sufficient that you don't need God's help, you will not accept His gift of salvation. And to whom was it that He swore they would not enter His rest? Those who were disobedient. So we see that they were unable to enter rest because of lack of trust. Hebrews 3, verses 18 through 19. Trust will teach you how to shut out the enemy and seek the Lord. The young man did find a solution, but was it his earthly father who got the credit? Or was it Father God who works all things out? I love those who love me, and those who seek me will find me. Proverbs 8:17. Take time today to be still and see.